Any acceptance of violence should be denounced.
Congressman Higgins says the situation is clearly a consequence of a country divided. Higgins told reporters those resorting to violence to resolve political differences are creating a race to the bottom.
And it will continue unless and until people of goodwill of both parties stand up and reaffirm the great principles of this country, and that to be able to disagree in a civil and respectful way is a challenge for all of us, but it's what makes this country as unique as it is.
As a congressional leader, take us through the process of how your mail is protected and you're protected. Or do you worry for yourself?
I don't. There's protocol that we follow. If there are legitimate threats, and we've had to, we reported to Capitol Police. Capitol Police does an interview with local law enforcement agencies. If the threat is viewed to be serious, local law enforcement will engage with the individual or individuals who are involved here. I mean, people will make threats to us and then give us their names and addresses. So they're kind of helping out here in a way. But there is a process that we follow.
Higgins says the president should be demonstrating better leadership.
I think he missed out on an opportunity to be truthful. To be, you know, more conciliatory, to be, to recognize that perhaps the political discourse in America has gotten to a point where, look, you're not condoning this, but you're creating a space that somebody on the fringe, whether regardless of what side they're on politically, recognizes that as a language that says that this kind of behavior is acceptable. That's a big responsibility for people in elected office, particularly the leader of the free world and the president of the United States. So I think he missed an opportunity here.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.